listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come and talk to you about the things of our precious Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Look forward to coming and being with you every Saturday morning. Look, I say this every week, but if you have friends anywhere in the country and you know they need this message, they can pick it up 24/7. Very simple, easy. Just go to on your internet now, WCNO.com, and scroll down. You'll see the word, scroll on the left-hand side, you'll see the word on demand. You click on that word on demand, and then you hit the calendar and pick up any Saturday. And you can hear Landon and myself, we have probably 3 years of teachings on there now. So, but if they're getting out of this message, you're certainly passing on to your friends. I want to say this to you. I'm also a Christian counselor. If you're really struggling out there today, if you really have issues in your life and you need help, you know, I'd be more than glad to help you if you'll email me. And also, I want to say one more thing. I'm involved with a group of people on Tuesday night that have a very, very good, they're just good ministers. I mean, they really have a good ministry team. And you can get help, you know, you can get help for healing, you can get counseling, you can just get help. This is a power team. These people will really help you. They can pray for you. So if you have issues in your life, if your children are going through battles, you need a place where they can get help, and you know you need help, you email me at trylifeline, T-R-I, trylifeline, one word, trylifeline, gmail. Be more than glad to show you how to get there and help you to... I'll just help you. I'll walk you through it. I'll get you there, okay? All right. Listen, I'm going to talk to you today about preparing yourself for battle. I know I talk more about the work of the enemy than most people, but I've probably had the battles, and I know exactly how he works and where he's coming from, and I realize the church will have time to set up and talk about the devil, but I do here. And if you're going through a struggle out there today, and you're really going through a battle, I just want you to know the Lord is always can set you free, will set you free. I want you to do that can help you. I know the battle. I know it. I really know it. I've been through it. I see it every day in my life. I see people bound by the devil every day in my life. And you know, he's a designer devil now. Not like he was in the Old Testament days of Jesus. Now, if you got a computer, he's there. Just look at anyone hooked on pornography. If you got a television, just look at a beautiful woman all the time flashing herself right before you 24 hours a day, whatever. He's there. And anyone in the world that's hooked on drugs, he's under the influence and the power of the wicked one. No doubt about it. That is the Satan's greatest work to him. He has a tool chest. This is just some of the things he uses. I'm going to tell you how he works today. People say, well, I don't see it. I don't hear from him. Look around. Look at the world upside down. Look at people slaughtering, killing, stealing, destroying, doing everything the Bible says wicked people would do. And you're seeing it, especially in our own nation. He's bringing our own nation down before our very eyes. Anyone out there with any sense can look around and say our nation is coming down on top of our head. It's the work of the devil, and we don't have sense enough to do anything about it. All right, let's go on from there. Listen, loved one, please understand Satan will always try to rob you by trying to keep a wedge between you and your Heavenly Father. Make sure you defend your life in and through Christ the Lord Jesus. Now look, if you have issues out there today, I want you to know you give us a call. I'll be more than glad to pray for you, fight for you, and don't forget, we got a good place Tuesday night where you can get help. I'll be more than glad to get you there. Our phone number is 772-221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. So give us a call. We'd be more than glad to fight for you, more than glad to stand with you, more than glad to do anything we can do for you, okay? James 4:7 says this: submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now listen, you cannot submit unless you know God. You have to know his will, know his ways, know what he expects of you in order to submit to him. But if you don't know anything, all you have to do is cry, Jesus, help me. And that's the starting place. But the bottom line is you need to be submitted to the Lord and then resist the devil. Do it, take a stand against him. If you couldn't resist him, we would be told to do it. You can absolutely resist him if you're submitted to God. If you're submitted to him, then through the word of God, you'll know your authority. You'll know what you can do or not do. You'll know your place. And also, if you're in the word of God, you'll recognize his wicked work. If you're not in the word of God, you'll blindside you. He'll blindside you with pornography. He'll blindside you with drugs. He'll blindside you a thousand ways if you don't know better. But if you're submitted to the Lord and know right from wrong and listen to all the warnings the Lord gives us, well, if you're submitted to him, you'll know his will, you'll know his ways, and then you can put up the fight. Then you can recognize the work of the enemy and resist him when he comes at you, okay? Look, you're very precious in the sight of God now. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's why he says, submit to him. He's the one who cares about you. Father God cares about you. Father God loves you so much. He sent his precious son to suffer, to bleed, to bring you back into his presence. He cares for you. He'll take care of you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll bless your life, but you have to be submitted to him. And he definitely, absolutely will give. He has already given us authority. He'll show you then how to resist this wicked one. He cares about you, so you can be a winner here. You do not have to lose. You need to know that. But one reason I want to bring this message to you is on the work of the enemy is because the following story, I just read it this week, it just moved me in Luke. I'm going to read it to you, okay? But first I want to talk to you about it. Now, this poor woman in Luke never had a physical problem, as far as we know. She may have never been sick a day in her life. But she did carry a sack of lies around for 18 years in the church of the day, the synagogue. She was in the synagogue probably every day of her life, and she was a precious daughter of Abraham. Listen to the story, Luke 13, beginning at verse 11 through 16. Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, was bowed together, and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, and to the woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmities. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because of Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day. Jesus said, and what, not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from the bonds on the Sabbath day? Listen. She was bound by a demon spirit for 18 years. Don't forget, give us a call here if you feel you're being oppressed by the devil in any way. If you're in a battle in any way, I will fight with you. I will fight for you, and I know how to do it. 772-221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. And like this woman, I have experienced false pain from the demon spirit. The devil. I absolutely have experienced false pain. I know about it. The devil can hit your body just like he did the daughter of Abraham. If you're a Christian, everything that happens to you that's not good, you need to analyze. Think about that. Anything in your life, what you're going through right now, under whatever circumstance you find yourself under, your family, your children, your work, your ministry, whatever right now is not going right in your life, analyze it. Think about it. Look for the work of the wicked one to be on the sideline somewhere. Watch for him. Watch for him. And resist him. Talk about being robbed. Talk about bondage. Look at this 18-year lie. And the demise of this dear woman's life. The Lord Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let me ask you something, my friend. How old are your lies? Just how many years have you been carrying the heavy sack around yourself? If you belong to Jesus, take off your gloves. Get out of the ring. Put down the sack. You are already a winner. Let me ask something. You may be out here today. You may be battling depression. You may be battling oppression. You may have low self-esteem. Look, submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. If you really know who you are in Christ, you should have joy. You should have peace. Jesus said, peace I give unto you. He said that. When he left here, he said, I'm going to pray the Father. He's going to send another comforter. Are you comforted? Oh, wait a minute. Let's talk about this. If you're not comforted, something's missing. If you're not comforted, something is not right. You don't have it all. You're not totally submitted. He said that. I'll pray the Father. He'll give you another comforter. And he'll be with you forever. So see, he's here today. Excuse me. He's always with you. If you're not comforted always, something's not right. You need to analyze it. You need to take a look at it, okay? If you're walking around full of depression, full of or oppressed, or full of low self-esteem, something's not right. How's the comfort working for you? Where is he working in your life? Jesus said, peace I've given you, my peace I leave you, my peace I've given you. Don't have a troubled heart. Let not your heart be troubled. If you're not there, you're not totally submitted, maybe you're under attack, today's a good day to take an inventory of your life. Analyze it today. Will you do that? Submit. You have to be submitted. This is very, very important. Now, you cannot bite this spider on your own unless you're submitted to the Lord. Submit to God. Then you can resist them. You can resist him. You have power over him. You have authority over him. He's already defeated. You need to know these things, but you have to be submitted to God to know it. You have to submit to God and listen to him and learn from him what you can do, who you are, your authority, and you have to know. I mean, if you're walking around all depressed, what you doing with the comforter? Something's not right here. If you're not comforted, something's not right here. If you don't have peace, something's not right here. Jesus left it. Jesus gave it. Gave his promise. And he promised to do this forever. So something's not right. If you walk around without these things, it means you're not totally submitted. Okay? You're not spending enough time in the Word to really develop all the things in the Word that's available to you to fight the good fight. Mark 9:20. They brought to him a demon-possessed boy. Now, this is a big story. Jesus. And when he saw him straight away, the Spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago since this came into him? And he said, of a child. Now, I want you to think about that. This poor dad's son has had a demon since he was a little child. Did you get that? Since he was a little child. You're talking about an evil, wicked devil. I assure you, he will attack the child. He'll attack anything. He's a hater of God. He was in this boy from a child. And I can't find one word that says the devil changed until the day the Lord comes back and binds him 1,000 years. I mean, he's out there today. His work has not changed. You could have a child going through a lot of issues in life, and it can be the absolute work of the wicked devil. I know you don't want to hear this, but look, I'm giving you a Bible here. That's all I can do. All I can do is bring you what the Lord said. This boy, this man's child, the devil's in this man's child, okay? And this is what he did to the man. This is what developed out of this. And straight away, the father of the child cried out and said, with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. Foul spirit now. Now this child, just a baby, just a child, saying to him, you deaf and dumb spirit, I charge you, come out of him, enter no more into him. This poor deaf and dumb boy wasn't sick, wasn't deaf, and wasn't dumb. He was bound by a lie. He was set free with the word of the master. Now I want you to think about these things, okay? So sometimes you might be out there all of your life fighting a fight, nothing but a sack of lies, nothing but deception. But you need to know how to fight the fight. You need to know how to submit yourself to God, resist the devil, he'll flee. Remember what James said. Submit yourself to God, resist. Resist. If you couldn't resist, the word wouldn't tell us to do it. But you can't resist unless you're submitted to the Lord and know your authority, know your place, know your power. Listen to this. This poor guy wasn't deaf. This poor kid wasn't dumb, wasn't sick, only a lie, only deceived by the devil. You don't have to put up with it. Know your place. Submit yourself to God, then you can resist the devil. Listen, give us a call here if we can pray for you about anything. If you feel like you're oppressed, if you're like you're depressed, if you feel like you're under attack, you give me a call. And don't forget, now I have a place that we can get you help on Tuesday night. If you'll email me at Trial Lifeline, Gmail. But give me a call right now if you'd like to. I'd be more than glad to pray for you. 772-221-1900. Out of town. 888-221-8999. I'd be more than glad to pray with you. Okay. Matthew 8:28-29, when he was coming to another side of the country, they met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tomb, exceedingly furious, so that no man might pass by their way. And they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with Jesus, the Son of God?" These are demons crying out to Jesus now. He said, "Are you come hither? Have you come here to torment me before the time?" Remember those words, before the time. They knew their future. They knew their end. They just don't have a date. So you can give them a date today, like today, like for right now, for you and your family, your life. You gave in today, you're gone. Today, I've had enough for you. Today, you're finished. They know their end. They know you have more power than they do. They just don't know the answer. Don't get rid of them. This is Bob. Can I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling on behalf of my niece, who I know is definitely on her behalf.
Oh, wait. You're calling on behalf of who? I didn't hear you. All right.
My niece. I'm calling on behalf of my niece.
Okay, I hear you. Go ahead.
Did you read them? Yes.
All right. Now, what is her issue? What do you need prayer for?
My niece.
Yeah, but
she has a mental problem.
Oh, mental problem. Okay. Do you mind giving me her name? Or no, you don't have to, but do you mind?
Nadine.
What is it? Nadine?
Yes.
Nadine. Okay. Well, look, you're a believer. Evidently, you believe in what I say, you wouldn't be calling, right? You believe and you know
yes.
the Lord Jesus,
yes.
right? Okay.
Yes.
Well, all right, listen. The Bible says, "Where two or more agree is touching anything, it'll be done in my Father which is in heaven." Listen, you care. You've called in here because you need help. And then, so Jesus, I've already, you're submitted. You're already doing what Jesus wants you. You've called in for help for a niece with mental problems, because you know God's the way, He's the way, He's the truth, He's the way. You've asked for help. You know, the Lord will honor that today. I just want you to know that. I want to stand with you. The Bible says we're two or more agree. And we're going to agree today that Denise, you said, right?
Yes.
Is set free from mental torment, okay? So,
yes.
What we're going to do, okay? First of all, again, I just want to encourage you in this again, because you called. If you care, the Lord Jesus cares. Listen, Jesus cares about us all. It's about stand up like this, submit to God, and fight. The Lord will act, all right? All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to right now take authority over this thing, over your niece. Over your niece. Look, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we take authority over this young lady. Niece, we absolutely rebuke the devil, command him to leave, break his assignment over her life, break his assignment over that mental power that he has over her life. We rebuke him openly in the name and the authority and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you now to heal this young girl, to comfort this young girl. Only you know the issues, but you know them. You can solve them. She has done exactly what I told her. She submitted to you, asking for help, and she's going to continue praying, continue fighting, continue rebuking, take the authority over this situation and get that niece set free. Thank you now, Father, in Jesus' name, and thank you for calling. God bless you now, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I forget where I was. Oh, okay. Well, I think we're... Oh, yeah. Let me get back to this again. Now, when Jesus approached... This guy from the tomb, the devils told him, said, "Look, have you come before the time?" So they know they're finished. They know they're defeated. They know we have power over them. They knew that. They just don't know when it's going to happen, but it can happen for you today. Take authority over your life today. Bring everything. You know what's going on. Listen, if you got things in your life and you can't control them, someone else is going to control them. If you can't control, who is? Take authority over today and give the enemy a date today. You're out of here today. Jesus gave us power to cast him out and give you power over all the power of the enemy, says. Nothing in the world can hurt you. You can do that. Look, Satan has been defeated, and he knows it. But he also knows that you don't know it. Wake him up today, will you? Look, we have all authority now, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I've been tried before beyond measure. But you can beat him every time because you are a child of God. Just submit yourself to the Lord. Submit yourself to the Lord. Rebuke the devil. He'll flee from you. Just take authority of it. Don't put up with it. Listen. It's true. Today, you can take authority over your life. Submit it to the Lord. And you can live and you can live free from his work. Now, he'll always try you, but if you are submitted to the Lord and know who you are, you can always be. 1 Peter 5:8, Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, you see, you have an adversary. No question, we're told we have an adversary. We need to know this. You need to know. Peter says, your adversary, the devil, we know we have an adversary, and we know it's the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking. He's looking for you, seeking your children, whom he may devour, seeking out your son and getting hooked on drugs to store his life, seeking out your daughter, seeking whom he may devour. Listen, put your ears on, please. Open your eyes. Open your heart. Watch for him. He's a wicked, evil devil. We're warned over and over again. People don't believe it. See, he's so good at what he does. He comes through drugs and makes you feel good. TV, something good to look at. Pornography, something people might think is something good to look at. He softens everything, soft pedals it until he has your life destroyed, okay? But the Apostle Paul had very good understanding of the work of Satan. When Jesus called him on the Damascus Road, he told Paul, turn, man. Jesus said these words. This is the words of the Master Jesus to Paul. Turn, man, from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Listen, this is very big. This is interesting. This is very big because Jesus was already in heaven, already suffered, already bled, already died for us. But he comes back one more time. He knows the devil's here forever. And he told Paul, turn, man, from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Well, Paul never shot the devil. He's still here today. We have to fight the good fight today, just like Paul did. Paul knew exactly how the devil's war sounds. And he said to the Thessalonians, therefore, we are coming to you, even I, Paul, time and time again, but Satan hindered us. Listen to that. Paul says Satan hindered us. Make no mistake about it. If he'll try to hinder you, like he'll try to hinder you like he did the Apostle Paul. Look, he's a wicked, evil devil. One thing I want to tell you for sure, if you're out there and you're a lover of God and you're in the ministry, you're never without a fight. I mean, and you in your own life might be very straight up. You don't have a problem much. But if you're trying to help other people, he's always coming to you. Not that he can hurt you because you're rooted, you're grounded, you're submitted, you're solid. I want you to think about submit. But what he does is try to hinder you from helping other people. He'll get involved in that. As long as you're minding your own business, you can walk pretty good in authority and be pretty clean. But if you get to helping other people, you'll meet up with him in different ways. He'll do anything he can to hinder you from doing the work of the ministry. He'll always do that. He'll find ways to hinder, ways to stall, ways to stop. He's a wicked, evil devil, and he never changes. You know one thing you need to think about? Well, we're talking about, we need to think about this. You know, in heaven, when he rebelled against God, and you got to remember this, a third of the angels looked at him and chose him over God. So we have two forces in the world, the Almighty God, who loves us, created us, and cares for us. But you have another spirit. The devil, when he was cast out, a third of the angels cast him. He's the spirit. You cannot see him. But he is a spirit. There's an evil force here. There's God Almighty, who is spirit. But then there's a wicked spirit here to oppose everything God does. And as God wants to bless your life and take care of you, he wants to kill you. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But he's here. This is the thing about it. He's here, even though he's hidden. You know, we can't see God. We believe and know who he is. Well, we can't see the devil. He's a spirit out there, too. Now, he's doing the opposite of God. He's out trying to kill you at all times, never stop. Thessalonians 3:5-4. This Charles Paul said, when I could no longer forbear it, I sent to you know your faith, at least by some means the tempter might have tempted you. See, Paul knew all along the people he was preaching to. He was trying to teach them, listen, be careful, put up the fight. I sent this to check on you to see if the tempter has tempted you like he did me. And your labor become nothing but labor in vain. Listen, be watchful as Paul was. You know, Paul didn't stop the devil. He fought the devil, but he's out here today. He'll be here until the day he's bound for 1,000 years. He's here. He's out here killing. He's out here stealing. He's out here destroying. If he can't do nothing else, look at the world. You see him. Turn the TV on. You can't help but see him. Luke 10:19. Behold, Jesus said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Look, rebuke the devil, and he will flee from you. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Are you doing that? I do that. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I trust him. I believe him, I love him, I trust him. I hear every word he says. I listen to every word Jesus ever spoke on this earth that's available to me. So I'm strong in him. You need to get strong in him. Paul said, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power, the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the world. The whole armor of God is simply everything he promised, everything he is. Believe everything he said. Put it on. Wrap yourself in it. And then he says this. Now this is big. We wrestle not against flesh. We wrestle not against blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers, just like I was telling a minute ago, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. See, we have the Almighty God, whose Spirit, who loves us, and we know about him. We know that he does. But we also have these principalities, these power. Are you prepared to fight them? Are you prepared to fight rulers of the darkness of this world? Are you prepared to fight against spirits or witnesses in high places? Look, Satan's out there. He's out there. He's an enemy. We have to put on the armor of God. Look, if we didn't need to put on the armor, it wouldn't be given to us. We're given the armor for a reason. He said, therefore, take to you the whole armor of God that you'll be able to withstand in the evil day. And done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, having you on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith. How big is your shield? Your shield is as big as what you believe. That's what it is. Your shield is made up of your faith. Take the shield of faith where you can stand and quench all the fiery darts. You have enough faith to do that? Is your shield big enough of the wicked one? Take the helmet of salvation. Let's take it all in. And the sword of the Spirit, that's the word of God. If, friend, you didn't have to fight, remember now, if you didn't have to fight the battle, we would not need this armor. Look, take authority over your life. Rebuke the devil. He'll flee from you. You have the authority. You have the power. You can do it. Jesus loves you and wants you to know that. He cares about you. Listen, it's time to really take a stand and fight the good fight. Submit yourself to the Lord. John 3:3, just say you must be born again. Get on that narrow path. Get on that narrow walk it and live it. Live it for him. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Well, look, we need help in the ministry. We really do. We appreciate if you support us. We just need your support. We're not really getting it, but we need it. We really need it. And we appreciate if you would send us a check. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time. Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. One word, trylifeline@gmail.com. Now look, remember, I'm a Christian counselor. If you're out there and need help, I'd be glad to help you. But I also have a powerful team on Tuesday night that can really help you. These people are powerful, good, and they will help you. And we have counselors there. We have people that can minister to you in anything, pray for you, get you set free. And so you get up with us, we'll do it. It's trylifeline@gmail.com. Trylifeline. That's pretty simple. In one word, trylifeline@gmail.com. Trylifeline@gmail.com. Anything I can help you with, email me. I'll be glad to do it. And don't forget to support us. It's Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. You know what? After your tithe, just after whatever you'll share with us, we appreciate that very much. And we're grateful for you, and we love you. But above all, God loves you. God loves you. Submit to him. Resist the devil. Submit yourself to the Lord. He wants to bless you, walk you through life, comfort you. He loves you. You're precious to him. You understand that? He died for you. That's the value of you. You're praying for the money, great price. The Lord loves you. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you again next Saturday. Lord be with you, keep you, and give you a great week. God bless you now. Have a great day. Have a great life.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.